Lifestyle matters. It's more than money. I'm Faisal Karmali, my co-host here, filling in for Dave Popwich, Rob Gary. Rob, thank you for joining us.
Absolutely.
Thank you for replacing Dave for this weekend.
Big shoes?
He's got big shoes. Have you seen his shoes, though? His style has changed.
They're getting a little casual?
They're getting a little bit more casual.
I think he'd rather be in his golf shoes, wouldn't he?
Yeah, I think so. I think a lot of people would rather be golfing right now. We've had a very interesting week in the markets.
There's been a lot going on, and I know you took the short straw this week. You were up early doing all the media, covering all the events, and there's been a ton of events this week, and the end of the week went a little sour there, and there was a lot of commentary.
Yeah.
ECB, UK rates, maybe give us a couple of the highlights that drove the market south.
Yeah, so if we look at this week, and let's even go month to date, down about 5% on the major indexes in Canada and the United States. Europe had a bit of a hit there as well. Asia got a bit of a hit there. The big catalyst, I think, was the Federal Reserve and their announcement, along with the European Central Bank and the UK Central Bank, talking about how they're raising interest rates by 50 basis points, or half of 1%. The communication is what kind of got people thinking. The communication of, well, he didn't rule out, and he meaning the chair of Federal Reserve, didn't rule out recession.
Mm-hmm.
And they've increased their target range of how much more they can increase interest rates by about 0.5%. Okay, so there's still more room to go up. And then all three central bankers basically confirmed that we're going to be in higher interest rates longer.
Mm-hmm.
That we're not going to cut interest rates anytime soon, meaning 2023. And when you and I sat down in the morning after the delivery of the UK and the ECB's commentary, we were looking at each other like, this isn't news.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing new about this. And if you go back, let's take the S&P 500 as a bit of a bellwether. There has been absolutely no movement if you left the earth on June 15th mm-hmm. and came back December 15th, the S&P 500 is the exact same value.
Right.
Nothing's changed. And that's pretty much what the commentary should have just said. Nothing's changed. We're still raising interest rates. Yes, inflation is lower. Yes, we're moving in the right direction. Yes, the economy is slowing down. That's what we expected. So why are you reacting so negatively to this?
Hmm.
When I looked at the chart of the S&P 500, and you and I did this on Friday, and I said, look at this chart. And I'm laughing because we were talking about my golf game. and you can see that if you look at the way Faisal golfs, sometimes he'll hook, sometimes he'll slice, he'll over-putt. It goes left, right, and literally within a matter of a few strokes, he's at the same spot he started off at. That's exactly what happened to the market. And it just surprises me that so many people thought we're going to have a recovery in the economy in 2023. Interest rates are going to be cut. We've never said that on our team.
Mm-hmm.
We've never said there's going to be a recovery and interest rates are going to go down in 2023. We've always said we're most likely going to a recession.
Right.
It's not going to be a deep recession. It's going to be a shallow recession. And guess what the pundits of the media are now talking about? A shallow recession.
Shallow, right? Soft landing.
Soft landing. And that's, I'm surprised that people are surprised. This isn't news.
No.
This is June written all over again.
No, just like your golf game. I mean, we're not surprised.
There's nothing great about it.
Live Golf is not calling and recruiting.
Right. So I think this is where the understanding of the average investor,
right.
The your portfolio shouldn't be moving in a big rally because you think things are going to get better sooner. There isn't a rollover. Now, there's risk to the downside, absolutely, but in this whole volatile piece, it's just like my golf game. Once in a while, you kind of figure out how to take a better shot.
Mm-hmm.
That's the same thing with what's happening in the market. These investments, these securities, these companies, some of them have been beaten up unfairly, and there's the opportunity. And you and I were sitting down looking at every opportunity out there based on our quant factors, and we're pulling up going, that shouldn't happen, that shouldn't happen. Right. The market's overshooting this. They're playing my golf game. They're playing my golf game. And I think there's an opportunity now for, as long as you understand that this part of the portfolio, when you're owning equities, is not designed for income. It's designed for capital growth.
Right.
Growth of your dividends, growth of your portfolio over time. And I think that's where, when we hear more and more people are using dividends to pay for their cash flow in their retirement, that's a big problem. But when you're looking at this as part of your growth, this is an opportunity. It's a moment in time that we're going to get through. It's not going to be easy. People will lose jobs. Companies will go bankrupt. But we're going to evolve from this.
And the short-term overreaction is a good point on the term soft landing. Again, we go back to recession because the overreaction, right, the long shot, missing the hole,
yeah,
is, oh, it's deep recession, right? And the two things that unemployment... and then slow down on GDP or company growth is the two things that everyone is overreacting to.
Watch what's going to happen first quarter 2023.
Right.
You're going to hear more and more headlines about we're now going into a deep recession. Watch that commentary. You're going to see the shift because now what's the news to talk about?
Right.
We're slowing down? That's yesterday's news. That's not today. Jobs are being cut. People are getting laid off. That's yesterday's news. That's not today. It's happening. We know it's happening. So what else do you put to make the headline to keep that person listening to your media outlet? Give the headline of the worst case scenario.
Once rates go, yes, you're correct.
It's going to be focused right? Quarter one, 2023. And to the production team, mark this down. Just in case it comes out to the way I'm saying it, we can recall on this and say, look, in the first quarter 2023, you're going to see more pundits of the media going to come out and say, deep recession, deep recession, deep recession. And watch how the markets will react. And that's when it's the opportune time.
Opportunity. Yep.
And so understand that people are going to overshoot. They're going to play the markets like Faisal plays golf. If you can understand that, you go, okay, he gets a couple of good shots now and then in golf. The market will correct itself.
Right.
It will get into the right spot. There, it is going to recover. And I think people are going to now focus on that for the 2023. I also want people to think about some key dates that are coming out in 2023 that we should really take notice of. And this is more for the investor and from a tax perspective. So, Rob, I want to get your commentary on the first one. January 1st is a very important date, not because it's the new calendar year, but because also the new calendar year where your TFSA contribution can go in.
You got it.
And there's an increase in your TFSA contribution.
$6,500, right?
So now we get to put more into our TFSA, so be aware of that. And if you took money out in 2022 from your TFSA, January 1st is the date you can put more money back in.
You get that back.
And remember the commentary we were talking about what the markets are going to be doing and what the media is going to be talking about. January 1st sounds like a good date to think about when it comes to making a contribution and looking at investing.
Reset, tax-free growth.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
March 1st is the RRSP deadline. We kind of trying to figure out what day it is. Is it 28th of February, the 1st of March? It's the 1st of March. That's when we have to figure out, for many Canadians, is it better to put in your RSP or your TFSA? So get that analysis done before that date so you can make that contribution before March the 1st. Here's a new one. I think that people need to kind of be aware. If you are under the age of 40, or if you have family members who are over the age of 18 but under 40, starting April 1st, it's no April Fool's joke here, it's the first home savings account. These are for first-time home buyers. You can put up to $40,000 or $8,000 per year towards a home with no tax on the contributions or withdrawals. There's some perks, some tax perks to it as well. It is designed to help young Canadians buy their first home.
Lots of flexibility.
Think about how many Canadians who are approaching or living in retirement are looking at helping their children, their adult children, buy their first home. They will give them money, they will co-sign, they will borrow from their lines of credits. Use this opportunity starting April 1st to help your kids if you're going to help your kids. There's some benefits. And here's why I say this. In order for a person approaching or living in retirement to help their adult children, they first have to earn the income, pay tax on the income, then give the money to their child. Here's an opportunity. You can take the tax person out of the way. The tax man's gone.
Yep.
So April 1st is a very important date to remember. If you're planning on helping your adult child or if you are between the ages of 18 and 40, to help yourself get your first home.
Lots of combos.
Okay. The one that always surprises people every year, and people scramble, ask our friends in the accounting world, April 30th is the tax deadline. Okay. There's some key things you got to do for the rest of this year, so you're ready for next year, but April 30th, and now interest rates have gone up, so your penalty, the interest you have to pay if you file late and owe taxes, is going to go up. And then you have to figure out that penalty on top of it and then make that payment. Please, if you are in a position of owing to CRA, file by April 30th, please.
I heard they're hiring more auditors, so I think it's a good
I think
idea.
They've hired quite a bit, and they've got $1 billion more budget. Guess what do you think they're going to do with that budget, right? People are going to ask, taxpayers are going to ask, we've given $1 billion of taxpayer money to help the revenue agency. What's the return on our investment? Well, collecting more tax is the return on investment. So be ready for that. They're gonna look at more and more stuff. So just be prepared. I think that's a key thing. And when you talk about, you know, contributing for your future, retirement, when you look at all those different pieces, you're gearing yourself up for a strong retirement, a strong lifestyle in your next phase of your life. Mm-hmm. And so we want to present to our audience an opportunity to protect your retirement, to ensure that your lifestyle never retires. And we're going to do that on Tuesday, January 24th, 7 p.m., live at the Silver Springs Golf and Country Club. Now, you need to register for this, so go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register. Okay, coming up after the break, geopolitical issues, China versus USA, green technology, and China is no longer the biggest threat to Canada. Hmm. There's another country. We'll tell you who it is. Join us after the break. You're listening to 770 CHQR and More Than Money.